From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news first, the headlines. The COVID-19 red zone in South Sumatra rise to 3. Jakarta should apply 4M measures to thwart COVID-19 transmission. Now the news in details. The number of red zones or areas with a high risk of COVID-19 transmission in South Sumatra has increased to 3 before the gubernatorial's regulation and adaptation to the new normal comes into effect mid-September. As quoted by Antara, the three zones are Muara Enim District, Lahat District, and Lubuk Linggau City. Lubuk Linggau City has been declared a red zone since August 16 this year. It ranks third among district and cities in the province in terms of infection with a COVID-19 case count of 342. Muara Enim, which is ranked second in terms of COVID-19 cases, has been a red zone since August 30. The COVID-19 status of Lahat District has been raised to red, with 64 COVID-19 cases. The district is ranked 11th. As per data, South Sumatra has seen daily cases increase by 20 to 50 on average, with 10% of the patients categorized as heavily symptomatic. Jakartans are urged to exercise vigil over impacts of COVID-19 on public health by staying highly disciplined in practicing preventive measures called 4M. The 4M refers to the four preventive measures as mandated in the government's health protocols of wearing face masks, washing hands, maintaining physical distancing, and avoiding crowds. Indonesian Medical Association ED South Jakarta Chapter Head M. Yadi Permana, as quoted by Antara, stated that the South Jakarta has turned into a COVID-19 red zone and the rising trend of new infection cases may occur if residents fail to remain strict and consistent in applying health protocols. A worrisome trend has arisen in the past 2 weeks for Indonesia that has been battling to flatten its coronavirus curve since March 2020. The Jakarta Provincial Government has outlined 3 steps under the Large-Scale Social Collaborations KSBB program for driving recovery of micro, small and medium enterprises MSMEs reeling from the impact of the novel coronavirus disease COVID-19 pandemic. The first step aims to relax the issuance of MSMEs permits, while the second step pertains to relaxing business credits agreements, and the third involves submitting cooperative establishment deeds in 21 priority villages spread across 10 sub-districts in the capital city, Jakarta governor noted on Friday. The Jakarta provincial government is prioritizing the restoration of the micro-business sector, for which offers opportunities for micro-business actors to develop. Furthermore, he is optimistic that those who secured a business license can optimally utilize this facility to further develop their businesses for micro to medium and to large scale. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Let's move it on to the international news. The Afghan government has called for a humanitarian ceasefire with the Taliban as the first ever peace talks between the two sides began in Qatar. Abdullah, who led the government's delegation, stressed that there was no winner through the war. The Taliban did not mention a truce, reiterating instead that Afghanistan should be under Islamic law. The U.S. encouraged both sides to reach an agreement, Afghanistan has seen four decades of conflicts with tens of thousands of civilians killed. The historic talks began on Saturday, one day after the 19th anniversary of the deadly September 11 Al-Qaeda attacks in New York that led to the U.S. beginning military operation in Afghanistan. Former Prime Minister Tony Blair and Sir John Major have urged Parliament to reject Boris Johnson's attempt to override parts of the Brexit withdrawal agreement. The Prime Minister has said the European Union is threatening to impose a customs border in the Irish Sea, separating Northern Ireland from the rest of the UK. Blair and Sir John have accused the government of embarrassing the UK. The Internal Market Bill will be debated in the Commons on Monday, September 14. The bill would go against the withdrawal agreement signed by the UK and European Union. It addresses the Northern Ireland Protocol, the parts of the Brexit withdrawal agreement designed to prevent a hard border returning to the island of Ireland. Voters across Russia are casting their ballots in dozens of local elections that are seen as a big test for the ruling pro-Kremlin United Russia's party. Nearly 160,000 candidates are vying for seats in local parliaments. Governors are also being elected in many regions. The polls come only weeks after the suspected poisoning of opposition leader Alexei Navalny with Novichok. His team alleged this was done on the orders of President Vladimir Putin. The Kremlin denies any involvement. Russia's electoral commissions allowed early voting on September 11 to 12 because of the coronavirus outbreak. But Sunday is the main day for tens of millions of voters across 11 time zones, with more than 56,000 polling stations prepared. These are the first elections since controversial constitutional reforms were approved in a July referendum allowing Putin to stay in power until 2036. They are also seen as a dry run for election to the national parliament next year. Japan's chief cabinet secretary Yoshihide Suga, who is set to become prime minister this week, said on Sunday there was no limit to the number of bonds the government can issue to support an economy hit by the coronavirus pandemic. He also indicated he'll look to a third extra budget to fight the downturn caused by the COVID-19 pandemic if needed, adding the government had enough resources to tap at present. He continued that there was no limit to bond issuance. According to him, what's important now is to improve current economic condition. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening. Of Indonesia in Jakarta with this week's spotlight on Jakarta again imposes large-scale social restrictions. The increasingly worrying spread of the COVID-19 virus in the capital city of Jakarta has forced the provincial government to reinforce large-scale social restriction. This was announced by Governor Anies Baswedan on Wednesday in Jakarta. He said the local government's decision was made based on a number of reasons, namely the high death rate due to the coronavirus, the number of filled ICU beds and beds for corona patients in Jakarta. Anies explained that the decision was taken in line with President Joko Widodo's order, which said that in handling COVID-19, the health aspect was most prioritized so that the economy could run. Meanwhile, the head of media and public opinion at the Ministry of Health, Busroni, said that the provincial government of Jakarta does not need to ask the Ministry of Health for permission regarding the plan to re-implement large-scale social restriction. In fact, the permit to implement the PSBB, which was previously issued by the Ministry of Health on April 7, 2020, has not been revoked. According to Busroni, as regional head, Anies Baswedan has the authority to determine whether the restriction will be carried out in a total or transitional manner. The implementation of the large-scale social restrictions in the capital city of Jakarta will begin on Monday, September 14, 2020. The Jakarta provincial government had implemented it at the beginning of the pandemic. This condition was relaxed to the status of the transitional large-scale social restriction, which has been extended up to 5 times since last June. Starting from Monday 14, non-essential office activities in Jakarta will return to work from home. However, essential offices are still allowed to operate. There are 11 business sectors that are allowed to operate outside the home. Sectors that may operate include health, foodstuffs, energy, communications and information technology, finance, logistics, hospitality, construction, strategic industry, basic services, public utilities, and industries designated as national vital objects and certain objects, as well as daily necessities. Listener, that was this week's Spotlight. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Hello, listeners of Radio Republic Indonesia, wherever you are. I am Armando G. Alvarez, Ambassador of Mexico to Indonesia. I would like to say happy 75th anniversary to Radio Republic Indonesia and send my best wishes to all its members and listeners. Sekali diudara, tetap diudara.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History. I'll start with an event on September 13, 1916, when the birth of Roald Dahl happens. Roald Dahl is a well-known writer of Norwegian descent who was born in Wales, England. His famous writings are in the forms of novels and short stories for children and adults. He also wrote a film script. He is one of the best-selling authors in the world, considered as one of the best children's writers of the 20th century. He has been named among the 50 best writers in Britain since 1945. His most famous work include Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, James and the Giant Peach, Matilda the Witches, Big Friendly Giants, and Kiss Kiss. Let's move it on to September 13, 2007, when the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples happens. The United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous People was adopted by the General Assembly of the United Nations in its 61st session of the United Nations headquarters in New York on September 13, 2007. This declaration outlines the individuals and collective rights of indigenous people or natives, as well as their rights to culture, identity, language, employment, health, education, and other issues. The declaration also emphasized their rights to maintain and strengthen their institution, culture and traditions, and their rights to development to meet their needs and aspiration. The declaration also prohibits discrimination against indigenous people and promotes their full and effective participation. I'll land on September 13, 2008, when the Delhi bombing happens. On September 13, 2008, there were a series of bombings in 5 places in Delhi, India. The first bomb exploded at 6:07 p.m. local time and was followed by explosions at 4 other sites a few minutes apart. At least 30 people were killed and 100 were injured. The Indian Mujahideen group claimed responsibility for the incidents. Listener, that was Today in History. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Paulo Duarte. He was listening to our broadcast in Spanish program.
In his email, he said that he loves all program as well as Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia segment. Hello, Mr. Paulo. Thank you very much for your compliment on our broadcast. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you.
Suatu suasana terasa getaran dalam dada. Ku coba mendekatinya, ku tatap dirinya. Oh, dia sungguh mempesona. Ingin aku menyapanya, menyapa dirinya, bercanda tawa dengan dirinya. Namun apa yang ku rasa, aku tak tahu harus berkata apa. Ini kan namanya cinta. Oh, ini kan cinta. Cinta pada jumpa pertama. Ini kan rasanya cinta. Oh, ini kan cinta. Terasa bahagia.
Listen to the voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with My Indonesia Today. And Indonesia's won't be short of talented athletes. President Joko Widodo believes that it makes no sense if Indonesia as a large country lack athletes. According to the president, out of a population of more than 270 million, and with the majority of the younger generation, there must be millions who are talented. President Jokowi said this at the peak of the National Sport Days 37-2020, which was held virtually, followed by cabinet ministers, governors, officials of the Indonesian National Sports Committee (KONI), the Indonesian Olympics Committee (KOI), and athletes of the Presidential's Palace Bogor Wednesday. According to the president, athletes' developments must take advantage of the latest science and technology. He added not only for the development of a science-based training center, but also for better training management. With the development of information system and big data analytics, qualified athletes' candidates can be detected. President Joko Widodo also ordered the Minister of Youth and Sport, Zainuddin Amali, to invite all related parties to redesign the athlete coaching system on a large scale. The president emphasized that as a big country, Indonesia must have a big name in sports competition in the international arena. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo expressed his appreciation to athletes who have fought and make Indonesian proud in international arenas. He also said that sport has a very important role for life as an individual, society, and nations. It builds the character of disciplines and sportsmanship. He said that winning or losing is normal, but more importantly, are building the character of fighters and hard workers, strengthening the characters of collaboration in teamwork, and even strengthening the spirits of patriotism and nationalism. Sports must become a daily routine for community members, employees, all parties in government offices, companies, and various other organizations. This means sports are not only an individual matter, nor are they only a matter for the Ministry of Youth and Sports, but also a matter for all levels of society. The president wishes a happy National Sports Day and calls the people to make sports a part of a healthy lifestyle. Listener, that was My Indonesia. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Hello, listener of Radio Republik Indonesia. My name is Gustavo Ayares, Ambassador of Chile to Indonesia. This is a wonderful opportunity to express our congratulations for the 75th anniversary of the radio. And I hope that in the future will be a wonderful future for the listener, for the community that follow this radio. All the best for you. Blessings.
Now we will reply an email from our listener, Cristiano Croti in Italy. He was listening to our broadcast in English program. In his email, he said thanks for VOI KSL card. Hello, Mr. Cristiano. We are glad to know that VOI KSL card has been received by you. So keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to always send your reception report of our broadcast. Thank you. Special for you, we will play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Never.
was Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, my listener. Welcome to Indonesian Wonder. In this edition, I will introduce you to Tabuhan Island in Banyuwangi. Tabuhan Island is located in the middle of Bali Strait, which separates the islands of Java and Bali. Tabuhan Island is included in Bangsering Village, Wongsorejo Subdistrict, Banyuwangi Regency, East Java. It is called the Island of Tabuhan, which means a kind of traditional music, because the wind in this area is quite strong, so it sounds like Tabuhan music. Tabuhan Island, which has an area of about 5 hectares in a small, uninhabited island in the northern area of Banyuwangi. Tabuhan Island is quite pretty. The clean white sand, clear sea water, and coral reefs that have previous shapes make visitors who come to Tabuhan Island feel enchanted by their beauty. The soft sound of the waves, the gentle beach breeze, and the vast expanse of the sea make this place really suitable for those of you who want to be away from the noise of the city and seek tranquility. On this Tabuhan beach, you can have various activities like sunbathing, swimming, or scuba diving and snorkeling to enjoy the exotic underwater beauty. The color of the water on the beach of Tabuhan Island is pretty unique, because it is divided into three color degradation, namely white, green, and blue. According to the type of biota and the depth of the sea, the white or clear color is for shallow beach, because underneath lies white sands, while green for medium depth, because underneath there are coral reefs and seaweed. The blue color is for deep waters, because underneath there are various types of coral reefs. The only means of transportation to get to Tabuhan Island is by using a fishing boat with a capacity of 12 people. It takes about 25 to 30 minutes, and the best time to cross is in the morning. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Listeners associated with the 75th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia, we have received so many greetings from our listeners throughout the world. As appreciation, we will play another beautiful song. Here is the song.
Kasihku, cintaku ini untuk kamu takkan pernah ada yang lain yang bisa menggantikanmu. Kulakukan semua untukmu, hanya untukmu. Sebagai tanda cinta sejatiku untuk dirimu, ku cinta kamu apa adanya. Ku sayang kamu apa adanya. Tiada yang lain, hanya dirimu. Yakinkan diriku hanya untukmu. Teruslah menyayangiku, cintai diriku selalu, kasihku.
Listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Welcome back to Miscellany. This edition is about the Bogor Agricultural Institute IPB plant watering robot. For some of the younger generation, working in the agricultural sector is considered a profession that is not to be proud of. Maybe because they think that agriculture is synonymous with things like rice fields, mud, and hoes. In fact, agricultural activities are very broad, involving simple to sophisticated technology. To change this paradigm and attract the younger generation into agricultural activities, IPB lecturers from the Department of Computer Science, the Faculty of Mathematics and Natural Science, Dr. Karlisa Priyandana, and the students of the Computer Engineering Study Program at the Vocational School of IPB, Priska Alfionita Gilda, develop a watering robot innovation. The plant sprinklers robot is a simple robot equipped with line followers, navigation, and utilizes ultrasonic sensors to detect the presence of plant pots. The robot is also equipped with a water pump that can be controlled automatically to water the plants. Carlisa through a press release on Friday said that the sprinkler robot has been tested at the Greenhouse of the Department of Computer Science, IPB. The test result shows the robot has been able to carry out its functions properly. This robot is expected to make it easier for farmers to water their plants. He also hopes that this robot can be a solution to the problems of the regeneration crisis of young farmers through Agriculture 4.0, which is smart urban farming in greenhouses by using robots to water plants. Dr. Kalisa said the development that needs to be done from the robot is to modify several components and increase the size of the robot's body. This is so that the robot is able to carry the larger water tube. In addition, it is necessary to add a mechanism so that the water in the tube can be filled automatically from the reservoir or water tap. That way, the robot can be used in a water environment. In addition, the quality and specification of electronic components, especially line sensors, also need to be improved so that the robot can function properly in all its lighting conditions. Well, listeners, that was today's miscellany. I'm Nipa Kusmati. Thank you for listening.
Yang tak biasa saat hati ini mulai mengaku mi kamu resah gelisah ku rasa kini saat diri ini mulai memikirkan kamu mungkin telah lama tak ku rasa ini. Bibirku pun mati seribu bahasa. Apakah ini yang dinamakan jatuh cinta? Langit pun pastikan tersenyum, bintang pun pastikan menari. Saat kau tahu ada cinta dan itu hanyalah untukmu. Oh, ingin rasa ku peluk. Kecup senyummu dan ku bilang I love you. Langit pun pastikan tersenyum, bintang pun pastikan menari. Saat kau tahu ada cinta dan itu hanya untukmu. Dengarkanlah aku bernyanyi, janganlah kau dengar kata mereka lewat. Bye.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. Listener will present you a song Lampu by Somewhere Somewhere featuring Raihan Nur. On June 18, 2020, Somewhere Somewhere released a single titled Lampu. This time, Somewhere Somewhere was collaborating with Glass Kaca group personnel Raihan Nur. The song Lampu is also an invitation from Somewhere Somewhere to take the time to rest in the midst of various problems. Personnel Somewhere Somewhere Abe Aska, who wrote the song Lampu, explained that we often do not think clearly when we are filled with fear, sadness, or despair. According to Abe Aska, the song Lampu invites us not to rush through the dark life so as not to become stressed. The song Lampu by Somewhere Somewhere featuring Raihan Nur also entered the Indonesian Viral 50 charts on one of the paid streaming music services. Well, listener, here is the song Lampu by Somewhere Somewhere featuring Raihan Nur.
Simpan dulu kekuatan, beri waktu, beri istirahat. Dalam gelap kau mendengar lebih dari hatimu pun berhak tahu. Tiap lelah butuh berlalu hingga jadi kekalahan, kehilangan sinar perlahan-lahan. Berikan gelap kesempatan untuk menunjukkan, tak percaya tak berarti tersesat. Simpan dulu kekuatan, beri waktu.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibakoikum til manazil.
Zusammen gegen Corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
Sayu kedua mata indahmu, saat bibirku mengecup manis pipi merahmu. Dengan lugunya engkau bertanya, mengapa diriku mencintaimu? Ya ku tak tahu. Kau bisa buatku percaya bumi dapat berhenti berputar. Kau buatku sadar bila cinta memang tak butuh alasan. Kau memelukku dengan kata-katamu yang tak pernah gagal. Kau membuat hati ini menjadi tenang.
yang kau berikan setiap saat, membuat hari tua yang ku impikan kini jadi nyata. Jalan yang kini terbentang membuat kakiku kini tak sabar untuk melangkah denganmu. Kau bisa buatku percaya bumi dapat berhenti berputar. Kau buatku sadar bila cinta memang tak butuh alasan. Kau memelukku dengan kata-katamu yang tak pernah gagal membuat hati ini menjadi tenang. Nyaman yang kau berikan setiap saat, membuat hari tua yang ku impikan kini jadi nyata.
Yeah, I believe in you and me and us. Trust me, you don't need no other dudes. I'll be all you need, you are all I see. I'm your remedy, you're my energy. And if the world is far, then I'll pick it up for you. I'm nothing without your love, and I'm not gonna let you go, love. And if it's dark in the low, I'ma let you know that you got my shoulder to cry on when you need it. You can tell me all your secrets, I promise I will keep it. And I can't wait for the next time we.
Kau bisa buatku percaya bumi dapat berhenti berputar. Kau buatku sadar bila cinta memang tak butuh alasan. Kau memelukku dengan kata-katamu yang tak pernah gagal membuat hati ini menjadi tenang. Nyaman yang kau berikan setiap saat, membuat hari tua yang ku impikan kini jadi nyata. Membuat hari tua yang ku impikan kini jadi nyata.
Voice of Indonesia.
Selalu bernyanyi lagu yang kau ciptakan, kau nyanyikan, dan aku selalu ikuti semua cerita tentangmu, hari-harimu. Kau lakukan baik dan buruk bagiku, tetap indah. Tak satu pun alasan untuk melupakanmu, meninggalkanmu. Aku selalu berdiri menunggu
sampai matiku kan tetap membela kau tetap bintangku. Kaulah superstarku.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
From Indonesia to the world.
Semboyan kami angkasawan RRI.
It is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.